It's 69 degrees in Nashville. We expect a sunny day today, a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. An anti-abortion protester from Tennessee made headlines when his actions landed him a felony conviction and again when he got a pardon from President Donald Trump. Now he's secured a $1.2 million settlement, according to the Tennessean. Paul Vaughn and fellow protesters blocked access to a reproductive health clinic in Mount Juliet back in 2021. Federal law says any kind of obstruction to reproductive care, be that a literal blockade, intimidation, or threats, is a crime. Vaughn was convicted of the felony in 2024. Vaughn's case is one of many. These arrests were somewhat common under the Biden administration. During his first week in office, Trump issued widespread pardons. The people who were convicted have been suing the government, and Trump's Department of Justice has been settling. The agency argues it was weaponization of the justice system against anti-abortion activists. Tennessee is one of five Republican-led states vying for a deal with the federal government to handle the nation's nuclear waste. The agreement would come with a $50 billion in capital investments for the state. The specific communities that could potentially host a nuclear site were redacted from the public-facing version of Tennessee's proposal. Governor Billy says he doesn't know for sure what the feds are asking for a repository site. He tells WPLN News that Tennessee will only commit to the deal if it can balance the economic benefits with the environmental risks.
How do you do both? You make certain that you protect the environment and protect the natural resources that we have, at the same time bring economic benefit as a result of that this campus coming. If and only if you can do both, should you do it at all?
Democratic State Senator Heidi Campbell has called on the governor to release the names of the specific sites under consideration to host the program. The Sumner County School Board is working to fire a tenured teacher at White House High School. They say she made political comments in class. The board alleges a Spanish teacher named Stephanie Broswell called herself an activist and made comments about U.S. immigration and customs enforcement that made students uncomfortable. Board members have voted to oust her, but that doesn't take effect immediately. She's currently on leave. Braswell tells WKRN the entire situation is a misunderstanding and, in her words, a nightmare. She says the remarks were taken out of context and that she's never called herself an activist. Because she's tenured, Braswell is entitled to due process under state law. That includes the right to a hearing with witnesses, the right to counsel, and judicial review. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.